The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Glee. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Glee news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Glee!
Glee?
Hey. Hello,
hello.
Oh my god, what an unbelievable episode it was tonight. It was titled Michael, very appropriately.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible. I'm Roxy Stryer, along with Mia Smith.
Hey, hey.
And we have the lovely Paul Arrow.
Woo-hoo,
what a
Paul
sick
Arrow.
Name that is. Engineering for us. So we are right now, as I'm saying, we're in Studio B. There's a different phone number to call us on. So it's the same beginning part, 424-256, and then it's 1633. So 1633. If you want to call and talk to us, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Sorry for the delay. We are having some technical issues. And to be honest, we are kind of rewatching the beginning songs of Glee.
Get to be started, son.
It was that good. Yeah, totally. Would you like to do a little move for us or something?
Can I do a little move?
Can you do the moonwalk?
Can I? Oh, let me try it. I'm going to try the moonwalk. We're going for it right now.
You can just see you face down. That's
the
great.
Game. Hey!
Wow, killing it on carpet. That's
trying.
Hard.
It's hard. We got rolling over markers.
Like I was saying, I look like an absolute fool when I try to dance, so I won't embarrass myself or you like that, but maybe you can show me some lessons.
Are you kidding me? This whole episode, you would have thought I was a dancer. In my head, I was. I was just like popping, doing a little... Even though I can't,
we need to get some of these actors in here to show us how it's done.
We need Artie again.
We need a lot of these actors in this episode. We're killing the dance moves. Phil's gonna kill me.
Okay,
because I know he's trying to get us to talk about these topics. But you know what? I'm sorry, Phil. When you go back and listen to this, you're gonna say, "Damn you, Roxy." We're going through song by song. We have to.
It's Michael Jackson.
It's different. It's Michael. We got
to
do it. I think we had 9 songs. We'll try to make them quick and entertaining and talk about each one of them. Let's start right away with Wanna Be Starting Something.
Yes,
I do want to be starting something.
Oh, my gosh. Perfect way to start Glee.
Oh,
perfect way.
Do you understand how unbelievable I think that Blaine is? His voice, his dance moves, what's going on?
He was on point today. Before we start, kudos to, what is his name? Alfonso Gomez Rejon. He was the director for this episode. All the shots today was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And everything made sense. Nothing was thrown in unnecessarily.
Nothing.
There was no song that I was like, wish you didn't do that one. Everything was great.
Perfect.
Definitely kudos to him. But, okay, so Blaine, all I wrote down was, killing it. Underline, underline.
Killer
both
perfect.
Of us comparing notes. He was unbelievable. I just couldn't even... Everybody was. Every dance. It was incredible. And I was glad to see him in the opening song because we didn't see him for the rest of the episode other than in bed with his eye.
Right.
So that was... I'm glad we got that in while we could.
Yes.
So then we moved on to see... Finn, it was a recap of Finn's proposal, and this whole situation I completely had forgotten about in our 1 week hiatus.
I did. I completely forgot. I was like, he did propose.
The two of us look at each other and go, oh, yeah, I forgot that he proposed.
Right.
We had two proposals last week. And by the way, we didn't see anything about Will and Emma this episode.
There was no room. There's no rooms. Michael Jackson.
That's true. We'll see them. We'll get them in next week. Okay, so then we go on. Next song was Bad. This was a contest between the Warblers and the New Directions.
Yes.
What do we think of the song? How was the dance? How did you like they were dancing together, kind of... what do you call that?
A fight dance. Yeah.
Fight dance. I'm down with the lingo. Fight dance lingo, whatever.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I loved it. They took it out in the street just like how Bad was. They came together and hitting the ground, jumping on the walls. It was so good. It was like watching a music video.
Yeah, and I do feel like Santana was really featured in this episode.
Right?
She was in this song. She was in a few others. I forgot we saw Blaine in this one also, but I thought they sounded incredible, and I was totally with it until Slushy in the Face.
Sebastian.
Slushy in the Face. Damn you, Sebastian. Boo is right.
Yes, Boo, Sebastian.
And we find out it's not just Slushy in the Face, it's Slushy with rocks in it.
Yeah,
and
was that rock salt? What did she say?
Astro salt.
Something. I don't know.
It cuts his eye up, and it makes him become Jack Sparrow. Seriously.
And poor Blaine needed surgery.
I feel
because
really bad
Sebastian,
for him.
Oh, and Sebastian was on one today. Like, even with his insults, like, he outdid Santana.
And I don't understand, because later on, Sebastian says, yes, it was meant for Kurt. But the thing is, I thought Sebastian was obsessed with Blaine, that he actually had a crush on him. So
he does.
What's the deal? Why does he think Blaine would be attracted to somebody? First, at the top of the episode, Sebastian comes in and says, we're doing Michael Jackson, the Warblers are, because Blaine told me that you guys are doing it. That's not a way to win a guy's heart over, you know?
It's not, but everyone has a soft spot for a bad boy.
I honestly would love to say, that's not true. That's messed up. I am, like, number one with that. I can't help it. What's the deal with that?
I don't know. It's something about...
I don't know.
It's bad. It's bad. It's exciting.
Episode, I'm, like, holding myself right now because I feel bad, but... I was like, Sebastian's cute.
Wait, what? You did not say this while we were watching the episode.
I couldn't help
Traitor.
It,
though. Do not take it back.
I take it back. I don't like him, but I like to not like him. I like to look at him.
No.
I think he's cute.
No. No.
Whatever.
Oh, but talking about cute, please, can we talk about Scream?
Yeah. Because you're right. We got to move on to Scream.
Arnie.
You were dying in the song. You were like melting inside.
Okay, I don't know anyone else in that knows Scream, but when Scream aired
I think everyone else knows Scream.
No, but like knows Scream. When it aired, when I was a kid, I don't even know how old I was, but my entire family was around the television to watch this video. And we recorded it on a little VCR and we played it over and over again. I love this music video. Michael Jackson, Janet, together. Kicking ass. It's amazing. What did they do? They replicated the hell out of it. It was so good.
It was unbelievable. All of a sudden, Artie stands up. Of course, he's in his own world. Killing it. And Mike Chang comes in. The two of them dancing together. It was like... I can't stop. This episode was unbelievable.
So the reason I brought up cute. Artie, to me... was really handsome.
Oh, yeah.
They did his hair different.
I thought Mike Chang looked good, too.
I've always thought that Mike Chang was cute.
Right.
He's always been cute. I love seeing him sing this time, sing and dance. But already I'm used to seeing him as this nerdy, you know, kid in the wheelchair. And he's not nerdy. His hair is not the way they designed his hair is already.
They took the glasses off. They had him stand. They fixed his hair. They put him in... badass clothes.
Badass clothes.
And that kid can dance.
Yes. Why is he not a dancer?
You do. You see how unbelievable he is in the wheelchair. He has to work three times as hard, 10 times as hard as everybody else. He's doing everything. From waist up.
Everything.
And how Kevin McHale manages to keep his bottom half still, I don't understand. I like to consider myself an actress.
You're an actress.
I would forget. Like, how you can constantly be like, these are my legs, and 99% of the time I can use them, but for these few hours where I'm filming, they can't move. Not a flinch, nothing. Like, at the beginning of that, do you imagine how many times they probably had to stop or cut to somebody else or whatever and say, you're moving your legs? Now it's like unbelievable.
He's phenomenal. And then to see him out of that... And just,
Is this only the second time we've seen him stand? The first time was in that mall scene. I forget the song they were doing, but they made it seem like he was able to move again. And
I remember
Brittany got him those walking...
Oh, right. I do remember that for Christmas.
I think this is the second time we've seen that.
Yeah, but this is the only time we've seen him dance.
Like,
dance. Like, dance with Mike chain dance.
Yeah, keeping up, doing just as well.
They were just as well. They were a dynamic duo, the two of them.
I was really
into it. I want to see them dance again.
I was into it. Oh my God.
They were so good.
Is that your favorite song in the episode? It's hard to pick, I know. But you can't stop talking about Scream. You're screaming about Scream, so. Well,
that was because they did the whole video for Scream. Like, literally, if you put this on and then had another Scream with the regular video with Michael Jackson and Janet, it's identical.
But to me, even though, yes, that's incredible and they replicated it, to me, Wannabe starting something was almost a music video in itself.
It definitely was. And Bad.
Bad, yeah. So many of these
songs. They definitely were.
Okay, so let's try to move on. Talk about, before we get to the next song, we see Rachel going to Quinn about the marriage. And she asks for Quinn's advice. And Quinn's like, in a nice way, Rachel, are you an idiot? Mm-hmm. You have the rest of your life to live. Mm-hmm. And you can't do this, which prompts her into her next song, Never Can Say Goodbye.
Yes, that was so beautiful on her.
Which was really beautiful. And I was talking about, we don't hear Quinn solo a lot.
No, we don't.
An entire song? Not often. Her voice is very unique to the show. Mm-hmm. And it's more of a classical voice, almost. It's very different than any of the other female voices.
Not classical, but the classic.
Yeah, not classical, classic. Sorry, excuse me, classic voice. It sounds like, I don't know, like you could put her in a little flappers 1920 dress and she could be leaning on a piano.
I feel that way
or
too.
Or something, I don't know. I just, something about her is very
old school, but not old school like.
But not in her appearance. It's like, I don't know.
No, not in her appearance at all, but when she sings, the way she sings, and even the way she carries herself as she sings.
I thought she looked so beautiful tonight, too. She had barely any makeup on. Mm-hmm. She's gotten rid of all the colored hair and every weird clothing, all the piercings and every accessory. And it was just so natural. And she was so beautiful.
I loved it.
And for the first time, I felt like she wasn't giving advice to Rachel to benefit herself, but she was really saying,
it was genuine advice.
Right. And we see that she got into Yale.
Yes, and yay! Oh, and you got goosebumps.
I couldn't stop. She said it twice. I got into Yale, and both times I was like, man, look. Like, what the hell? What's going on with my body? that was incredible. The only thing I will say, because, you know, I can be a Debbie Downer sometimes.
Sometimes.
The only thing I'll say is, was this too quick of a transformation for us?
No. You want to know why?
Why? Because I do want to know why. I want to be proven wrong right now. Give it to me.
Because she reached her point. Like, she was so headstrong on being this crazy woman trying to steal her baby from the woman that adopted her baby.
Right.
And then she had that moment of transformation where she gave in to it. And I think in that moment, there was a shift. And her focus changed.
I agree. And I will be really pissed off at Glee if she goes back to being her old self. Because they do it all the time with Jane Lynch, with Sue Sylvester. Mm-hmm. And I'm sick of that. With Rachel Berry all the time. Mm-hmm. These people cycle back Santana sometimes even too.
Santana often as well.
And I don't want that. I want to see somebody
some
growth.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's everybody always talks about, can people really change? Well, dear God, I hope the answer is yes.
Because, I hope so, too, because I liked it on Quinn. I liked her.
Yeah, I absolutely did, too. So hopefully we continue seeing that. It was so cute, her going around to all the boys that she's seen in the past and them all getting up. And even at the end when Finn's like, that was amazing, Quinn. And being at that place with your ex-boyfriend, somebody that you one time were trying to marry or be with so that he could be your prom king and whatever it was.
Right.
So I thought that was really impressive, and I hope it sticks. And if it does, then I will be proven wrong. And if it doesn't, then I, unfortunately, will be right about too quick of the transformation, which I don't want to be.
And don't get me wrong. I do believe it's possible to, you know, marry your high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like,
I'm still kind of hoping. Is that pathetic?
No, it's not. It's not pathetic at all. But life outside of high school is so huge. Like, take your high school sweetheart with you. Explore that together, if that's the case. But don't limit yourself. And I think Quinn is discovering that. Like, she's excited about her future.
Yeah,
you know, and going someplace new. And
well, she said you can't change your past, but you can start your future.
Yeah,
and that was totally it. And in that moment, I thought she kind of had changed Rachel Berry's mind, but we see later on that she actually had not. Okay, then just a little funny comment I thought. Later on, we see a scene with Kurt and Santana, and Santana says, we should tie him down, about talking about Sebastian, bring him into a tattoo parlor, and make him get a tattoo as a tramp stamp, so right above his ass, saying, tips appreciated, or congratulations, you're my 1,000th customer.
That was so great. That was such a good line.
Yup. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do to my enemy all day. Hell yeah. Yeah. Killing it. Like,
who writes these lines for Santana? They're so great.
I don't know, but she's got the best insults. I need to take around a book, and anytime I think of something, write it down. Like, yeah, that's something Santana's here, or anything she says.
Right?
But I kind of notice every episode that we do, even if it's Glee, if I'm talking about Gossip Girl, whatever I'm talking about, I have a catchphrase of the episode. Always, I just say something over and over again, and tonight mine is killing it.
Oh, because they
because
they
I can't stop
it.
Saying it. They were killing it.
I wrote that
killing
so many
it, killing
times
it,
my
killing
notebook.
It.
Like, killed it. Great job. Perfect.
When did that term become something except killing it is a good thing? I have a feeling one day that could be really bad. Somebody's going to take that really, really badly. Oh, you're killing it. Like, that's not a good thing. Okay. Anyway, so other than my little tangent, let's go on to something completely that we haven't even talked about yet. We haven't even discussed these characters. Mm-hmm. Mercedes and Sam singing Human Nature.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful. The kiss. Killing it.
Killing it.
This kiss. Oh. Paul, I'm like feeling your
yes,
sound
like you're so right here with
you
us.
Are,
thank
you. Are
you.
Here.
Welcome to and the AfterBuzz family.
We actually
love
forced
it.
Him to watch tonight's episode with us.
We did,
and I think he kind of liked it.
Did you? Did
he,
you like
he was sitting there smiling.
You can say so.
A man, a few words.
I know.
People don't believe that he's sitting here, and everybody's like, are "You guys making Paul
here.
Up?" No, we sir.
It was a good show. It was a good show.
It was good.
Words of wisdom. It was a good show.
It was a good show. It was my first time ever watching it, so you know, I didn't know it was a complete, you know, musical like that. You know?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was cool. Yeah.
So for your first time watching it, you were into it. I will take that. I will take that.
I like
and
it.
I'm
like
into it. So I thought it was so cute how Sam set up Mercedes' name in lights.
Oh my god,
that was very clever, in a cheesy clever way.
But. Perfect for Glee.
Exactly.
Glee is cheesy, so I wouldn't expect anything less.
All I was thinking was, if somebody did that for me, oh, I'm melting. And originally she tried to walk away, and then
she couldn't help it. And
she can't
playing.
Stop the music. She had to start singing. It's in her, you know.
This was my first time buying them as a couple, and I hadn't bought it at all until today.
And I'll say, obviously, Mercedes has these big, I feel like I called her Santana a minute ago, but Mercedes has these big, beautiful lips, and Trouty Mouth has these big, beautiful lips, and
Trouty
two
Mouth.
Of them, when they kissed, it was like, big, beautiful lipness. I was so into that. And I'm jealous because I've got the littlest lips in the world. I know, so attractive. It's annoying.
My lips are a little small.
No. Oh, shush.
They're a little small.
You can't even see mine. I'm hiding behind the mic. Okay, so after the kiss and after the Mercedes-Sam scene, we see that Kurt becomes a finalist for Niata.
Yes. Yay. Oh, my gosh. I feel that moment to me was bigger for Bert than it was for Kurt.
Literally, there's nothing better in the entire world than his dad says to him, I'm so proud to be your dad. There's like a few moments in my life, well, a lot. My dad and I are very, very close, but a few moments in my life where I can remember feeling good about myself, but having your parent feel good, saying that they're so proud of you, it's like.
It's a good feeling.
It's a really good feeling. It's a really good feeling. I mean, especially Kurt and Bert have come so far. Do you think they did that on purpose, Kurt, Bert?
Yes.
It comes to, like, what if I name my kid Foxy?
No, don't do it. Please don't
do
it.
Oh, my God, I'm doing it.
Do not name your kid
Foxy. What's better, Foxy or Moxie? Boxy. And then have them be really fat. Boxy. I'm going to be a horrible parent.
Don't do it.
Abuse. Okay. So, anyway, it was so sweet. What a loving moment.
I think my favorite line was when he said, on this day, you won.
Yeah.
Like, after everything we've gone through. Today, you won.
It's about that. It's about every day is a new day, of course. And I don't mean to sound cheesy, but the little things, it's about little victories. Mm-hmm. You can't expect to win them all. Right. And clearly, Kurt has lost the majority of them.
Yeah.
Or not the majority, but so
many.
But he
keeps getting hit. He's
hit and hit.
He keeps getting hit.
And he's not getting hit right now. No. But then again, What the hell is this finalist business?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was accepted or not. When did they audition to begin with? Or do you just apply and then you become a finalist? And
I sent
like,
in
how
a
does,
tape.
What is that process?
I don't know.
They didn't explain it.
Both have permanent records right now. I'm talking about Kurt and Rachel Berry, about stuffing the ballot box, whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't
I'm a little worried. But anyway, so this whole Niata thing sparks off the song Ben when they are sitting and toasting to Kurt getting into Niata at Blaine's room. Mm-hmm. And then they decide, since Blaine can't be brought to Michael Jackson, they'll bring Michael Jackson to Blaine. And we sing the song, and you told me some interesting news about Ben tonight.
Oh, that it's about a mouse?
That it's about a mouse. I'm sure other people are like, duh, Roxy, it's about a mouse. I didn't know.
But it's from, okay, and I should probably did my research before I say what I'm about to say. And Paul, I don't know if you know, but I believe Ben was written for the movie Ben, and it's about this little boy, and he becomes friends with like this household mouse. Like he's just a loner. And so this his pet.
That's so
his
cute.
Pet becomes, you know, his best friend.
I haven't seen it, so I'm gonna have to go watch it and make best friends with a mouse.
And if anyone has Foxy. Like, you know, more precise information than that about that.
424-256-1633.
I thought he had a mouse as a child. And,
or maybe he had a mouse as a child?
Yeah, he had a mouse as...
He did, that too. Oh, yeah, and there's a parallel.
Yeah, and then I think his father killed it or something.
And his dad killed
I didn't
the
know
mouse?
That.
Did my parents exclude that information from me growing up? His father killed his mouse?
I don't know. This is sad. We're moving on.
In a trap or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Paul, I was like really feeling you, and you were doing great things for us. And that
I was hidden from that information.
You are bringing Glee down. You know what? They sent the mouse to the farm. They sent the mouse to the farm, and we moved on.
Next.
Oh, and then of course I wrote down again. Rachel Berry killing it. So Rachel, in her scene where she doesn't know if she got into Niata and she hasn't gotten the thing, and she doesn't think she doesn't, she just starts crying. That was. I'm sorry to call it beautiful, but it was the first time we've ever seen her vulnerable like that.
And she wasn't, you know, I'm Rachel Berry.
I am so proud of Lea Michele in that moment. Yeah. Even though I hear she, is a bitch to work with.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard some really nasty things about working with her. Not that she's mean, just that she's very high maintenance like Rachel Berry, that she's very similar to her character. But she did an unbelievable job, and no matter what people will say about working with her, she does her homework. This girl comes in prepared, and she, on screen, kills it.
She does. She does.
I can't stop.
But she killed it today. That moment, it was small and lasted less than a minute, but
yeah,
it was
so
hers. Huge.
It was her moment.
She owned it.
It was incredible. Absolutely. That happened before the Ben song, though. But afterwards, we move on to Smooth Criminal.
Okay.
And you called this from a shadow away.
Yes. Before this... Okay, so the beginning of this scene, Santana was, like, walking behind the windows, and all you saw was her
going
shadow.
Going to the Warblers.
Right, going inside. All you saw was her shadow with the hat. And anyone that watched the Smooth Criminal video, that's, like, they show that often. Shadows on the wall. Everyone had their hats on. And so, automatically, I thought, Smooth Criminal... And then the song started.
And that was great. And I thought Santana's voice, it sounded very different than usual, and it sounded amazing. She must be working so hard with her vocal coach, because she originally wasn't as musically talented as everybody else.
No.
Or at least they weren't showing her that way. And she has grown and grown.
Every episode, every song, I feel like I love her just a little bit more. And
I don't care if she's a bitch.
No. It doesn't matter because she's so hot.
That's what I said.
And her voice makes her hotter.
I've got to say, like, out of the five girls in the world I would go lesbian for, one of them.
Who? What were the five?
I don't know. I don't know if I can name them, but, you know, like, Megan Fox, Adriana Lima, Santana.
Santana.
There are more. Santana.
You just called her by her character's name. That's fantastic. No, seriously, she is on my list.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
If you're listening.
If she were to sing to me, I would.
Please
whatever.
Sing to me.
So we find out, though, that she has in her underboob a tape
she
recorder.
Said three times.
In her tape recorder. And they had rock salt in the slush. And so she gets that. But we don't know what that has to do with yet.
And then Sebastian slushied her.
And then Sebastian slushied her.
I don't like him at all.
What's the deal with the slushy thing? Did this happen at your high school?
No.
Is this a real problem anywhere?
No.
Why did Glee all, like, day one, season one, Glee was like, we're bringing in this hysterical thing. It's the slushy joke. What?
I feel like anytime they show schools on television, there's always, like, it's always clicky. There's always some bully. There's always someone getting bullied or stuffed in a bathroom or picked on or something. And I think back to my high school, and that did not happen.
I wish they used something more realistic, like, I don't even know what it could be, but somebody getting pushed in the hallway or, like, not, like, shoved, but, like, you know, like, little nuts.
Yeah, shoulder.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't mind the slushies too much, though. We won't spend too much time talking about it.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Phil's going to kill us. Okay, so we go into I Just Can't Stop Loving You,
aww,
which we were really into.
Yeah.
You still were being kind of pessimist, though, and you were like, Rachel, you got to say no. And I was sitting there being the hopeless romantic that I am, and I was like, dude, say yes. Say yeah.
Okay.
And I know realistically she shouldn't have, and I get it, but it just made me really emotional, and I really just wanted to say yes.
Okay, after them singing.
I did.
After them singing this song together, she had to say yes, because the song was so beautiful with what the lyrics in it alone and what they were saying to each other.
And she'd taken so many hits, I feel like.
But she's still in high school. Just, you know, go to New York together. Don't get married. Get engaged.
That's true. Or promise rings. I think it's promise a really rings. Nice concept. And I know. And I don't know how long it will last. We can talk about that in predictions. Okay. But I was glad she didn't say no. It would have been heartbreaking.
And Finn wouldn't have understood. No, he wouldn't have.
And it would have been the end of them.
Another reason I didn't want her to say yes is because I felt like, now take the song out of it, but I felt like because she got rejected that she felt her options were limited, so why not go for my love,
right?
Why not do that,
right? I do know what you're saying, but at the same time I was thinking about this, and really for the most part, other than Jesse St. James or other things that have come up briefly, Rachel Berry's always loved Finn.
It's always been Finn.
And for Finn it hasn't always been Rachel Berry.
No.
But he really grew to love her so unconditionally, and I love that, because my dad always told me when I was growing up, you don't find love, you build it. And I think it's really true, because yes, you can naturally love somebody and it's not about that. It's about building love. You know,
I like that.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just think that it's really important. It doesn't always come love at first sight. It doesn't always come easy, and sometimes it's about working it, and that's just as important, the process of getting there. So I was really appreciative of the fact that he's there.
You won me over.
Did I win you over?
You're glad he said yes.
You're glad. You like the yes answer.
I did. Yeah, I do.
Okay, you know what? We're on our last song. Yeah, damn, we're good. And this song's Black or White, and it was a great song to end on. We got the entire cast.
Mm-hmm. Unifying song.
And I got to say, I'm really into that fat warbler.
The first one they got up, he did his little dance to come on the stage.
Yeah, and the one earlier, he was like, oh my God, is he okay? When he found out that Blaine got the slushy in the eye and was having surgery. And he was like doing a little shimmy or whatever. And
do it again.
So cute. A little shimmy. Drink it out.
Get it, Roxy. Do it, Roxy.
Okay, anyway. So I like that. And finally, we end up finding out Rachel Berry, NIOTA finalist. Mm-hmm. Whatever the hell that means, I guess we'll find out. But
oh, wait. Back to the last song.
Yeah.
Going to Glee, replicating videos when they did the change up of the faces.
That was cool.
It was such it was a great little touch.
I never really get how they do that. I guess I'm just not that great with tech stuff.
Me either. I have no idea.
How editing can morph. Like, I would love to do that. Like, morph my face into yours. That'd just be sick. It's like plastic surgery, but on that? Screen. Kind of. What did I
No, it's say? Super cool. I have no idea. I know nothing when it comes to
tech. We should take a class on that or something.
And then come back and have like a video ready?
Yes. We're going to take a class. We're going to come back and we're going to have every host and co-host and person behind the scenes at AfterBuzz, and we're going to flash us all together. Hell yeah. Oh, if you know how to do that, like, hook it up.
Please.
Hook it up. Okay, so that was the episode. We've got some awesome news and gossip for you.
Yes.
But first, we've got to cut to commercial, then we'll come back. We'll do news and gossip. We got some predictions to make after this awesome episode. I've got a lot to say, so let's take a commercial break.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Latino, I guess. Hey, you can't really get him right now, but we love you. We love your tweets. You got to keep doing it. And I'm trying to follow you right now and figure it out, but
there's so many.
There's so many. I can't read them right now, but I'll read them later. I'll respond. Everybody else, keep tweeting at us. We love talking
please.
To you guys on Twitter. Literally, we have conversations with people, and they are like my BFFs, and it's like the highlight of my day. So.
Real quick, because this was the last thing we said when we were talking about the morphing video. He does say that he was hoping that Macaulay Culkin would have made a cameo, and he died when they morphed during Black and White. Same here. I was thinking the same thing. Macaulay Culkin coming out would have been
That would have been freaking awesome. I thought the funniest part about Black and White, though, I told you, was every time it said black, it was Mercedes' face and then Santana's face.
I'm every single time.
I'm like, close enough, dude. What the hell is that? Okay, so let's start off with some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Gotta stick with me. This is not my strong suit. Here we go. Okay. Court Overstreet and Emma Roberts have called it quits. But unlike most Hollywood breakups, this one seems to be drama-free. Quote, just ran its course, said a source. They're just on two different paths in life. They grew apart and decided to part ways. I mean, I should probably ask Emma Roberts about that because we have a mutual friend and I could try to figure out what he's like more. Maybe we should, I would love to get Court Overstreet in the studio, especially to talk to him about...
Hey, I didn't know that. Let us bring him in.
I know. I would love to get Court Overstreet in here to talk about why he isn't a regular and his issue with that, you know? Because remember, he left last season.
Right.
Because he's pissed about it. Okay.
Why isn't he a regular?
I don't know. They just don't... I don't know. So our favorite, Naya Rivera, spoke about what it was like to work with Ricky Martin, who we see next week. Mm-hmm. Quote, Ricky Martin was awesome. That was a dream come true. We were all very, very excited for Ricky. I got to do a duet with him, which was insane. He's a beautiful man, and I had my hands all over him.
Get it, Naya?
She is lucky because Ricky Martin's
super
sexy,
lucky.
But Ricky Martin's sexy because Naya's sexy. And
I can't wait to see the tour, though.
Like, and wow, I'm thinking about them together. That's quite like,
oh my gosh,
dream team right now.
Yes.
Okay, Jane Lynch. Ooh, this, I should have started on a lower tone. Jane Lynch is actually mourning the loss of her mother, who died earlier this week. She was at her mother's bedside, named Eileen, when she passed away, and her sister, Julie, and her brothers, Bob and John, were also there. She revealed the sad news on her Twitter page on Monday night, so last night. She wrote, "My mom just passed away. Julie, Bob, John, and me were at her side. Please send your love on... Please send her your love on her journey." So everybody listening to this, tweet at her, show her love. Jane Lynch is the freaking most incredible woman ever, and I think
super talented.
She's usually so funny, and I think a lot of times people forget that comedians have real lives and real tragedies. So make sure you send her love. I'll be for sure doing that after this. I know she's gotten a lot of love from a lot of friends, but I'm sure it's always the more the merrier. So that's great that we could do that for her. On a lighter note, earlier this month, it was announced that Lea Michele was named the new spokeswoman for Candy's Spring 2012 campaign, following the footsteps of past spokeswomen such as Britney Spears, Fergie, and Vanessa Hudgens. Quote, Candy is such an iconic brand, and I'm so happy to be working for them, she says. Lea explained the idea behind the new ad, saying, the concept for the new Candy's at Cole campaign is about enjoying being at home, feeling relaxed, comfortable, and happy.
All right. Okay. Congratulations.
I saw a little picture of her. She looked cute in some high heels and was rocking it. She's really unique, beautiful looking girl. So, what did you say?
I said she's upping up the dress game.
Yeah. Well, you heard. I don't have any news and gossip about it because I didn't even know what to say. But did you see her dress at the SAG Awards?
Yes.
It's like voted best dress. Completely. She looked absolutely stunning.
She's doing it.
She's making statements left and right, so she should just keep kicking ass. All right, but going to Amber Riley, as she rocked her black Badgley Mishka gown at the SAG Awards, the Glee star opened up a tiny bit about what we can expect in coming up on the to be coming up on the show. She spoke about her love triangle. Quote, no spoilers, but there is definitely a lot in store for Mercedes. The whole Sam, Mercedes, Shane thing that's going on. There's definitely a lot of conflict there, and we'll see that it gets resolved in a couple of episodes. She then added, see who she chooses or what she chooses.
Oh my gosh, after this episode, it has to be Sam.
I think I'll cry if it's not, and I wasn't even a big fan of them, but this just put me over the top. And
Thank you. It has to be now.
We're going back to Nia here for a second. According to an eyewitness at her birthday party, she has more than moved on from her flings with co-stars Mark Salling and Court Overstreet, and is all about her new beau, Glee writer Matthew Hogson, I think is how you say it. The pair were reportedly all over each other at her birthday bash this weekend, making out for everyone to see. Ballsy.
She just hasn't met me yet.
I mean, don't even mess with me. Like, don't take my girl. I'll be pissed. If you ever came in here and, like, had something with her, I'd start crying of jealousy. And also be happy for you. Not. No. Okay, so.
No, but yay. New boo. That's what's up.
I mean, yeah, she seems to be doing really well for herself. Who wouldn't want to be her boo? Mm-hmm. I mean,
clearly,
I'm not understanding anybody like that. We have a spoiler alert, and I actually got this. We got this tweeted to us. So,
tweeted. Oh.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I think so. Okay, so
kind of...
apparently Pretty Runs and Blaine's family, hunk Matt Bomer has closed a deal to guest star in the April episode of Glee as the Warbler's older brother. This will be the first time we meet any of the other Andersons. It'll also be the first time a lot of people will get to hear Bomer sing. Because, yes, Natch, his character, will get in on his sibling's musical number. Natch, what a name.
I'm excited.
I don't really know this actor, but I'm going to go do some research.
I don't know him.
Bomer, I hope I didn't butcher his name.
He looks cute.
Yeah, he did look cute. He looks like Blaine.
So it works.
And he's hot. I'm into it.
There we go.
So that was our news and gossip for the last week of January 2012. And we will be back with more news and gossip next week for you. So let's move on to some scandalous predictions.
Yes. I still love this.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Every time, dude. It's like, we have the craziest sound bites here, and we're always getting new ones and new commercials, and they keep me on my toes. It's like spooky and all weird things.
Can we talk about other shows on this show?
Yeah.
I was totally missing the fact that the sound bites from Gossip Girl that Phil did.
Yeah, he started quoting them.
Today?
I love when he does that. We gotta get some in for Glee.
We do.
We will. We'll work on that. Okay, so predictions for next week. Here's just what we saw in the preview that they showed us.
Okay.
We're getting Ricky Martin. I mean, what could be better than that? So we're getting Ricky Martin. Not only are we getting that, but we're getting I'm Sexy and I Know It.
Sexy and I Know It.
Like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you should know it. I'm into it. I can't wait to see him. I think he'll kill it. I haven't seen him perform in a really long time.
We haven't, have we?
Want to hear some top secret... never mind.
No, say it.
No.
Do it.
He may or may not be in a poster on my wall at home.
How big is the poster?
I took it down a little bit ago.
Like,
it was like
what, 2 seconds
it
ago?
It was like No, he was. I think he's sexy. So.
He's totally sexy.
That's not that embarrassing, right?
No, he's totally sexy.
I would love to be in his world for a little bit.
I want to dance with him. I want to salsa dance.
It would be embarrassing for me. I'm not good. Maybe he'd teach me a thing.
He would make you look good.
That's true.
He would make you look good.
That's true. Okay, so then another thing we saw is that Sue Sylvester wants to have a child. Okay.
That was a shocker, seeing that.
That was all we were shown for next week. Do we have any other predictions? Do we want to talk about Sue having a kid? I really don't know what to say about that.
I have loss of words.
What kind of mom would she be? I think the easy answer would say a bad one, but then we see how she was with her sister, and she was incredible. So
I know. She was good with the kids, too, like the little babies in the hospital.
It could change her. I don't know.
I'm curious.
What's going to go on with Quinn and Rachel? I mean, Finn and Rachel. Wow, a lot of rhyming names on the show. I never even realized. Bert, Kurt, Quinn, Finn, mm-hmm. Roxy, Boxy.
Are you just going to throw your own names in the show? No, predictions. I guess I already said this, but I'm really adamant about it. I would love to see Sam and Mercedes. After today's episode, it has to happen.
Yeah, I agree. We have to predict. I hate to do it to you, but who's getting into Niata and who's not getting into Niata?
Kurt is.
Rachel isn't.
I think it would be great television if she didn't, because Rachel always gets everything, and it will be nice to see her have to adjust to a rejection and to find the blessing in it and to find an even better route.
Okay.
You know, what people deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Question more so than a prediction. My mind's just jumping all over the place, but why aren't we seeing Brittany?
That was in my mind. You were reading my head. Where it? And it was a Michael Jackson episode. She's one of the best dancers on the show. Why wasn't she highlighted?
Really confusing to me. I don't know if she's having issues. I really don't know.
She said one word today. True.
By the way, you know what I just... Yeah.
That was it.
And Puck said one word today, too, and he was like, I can't believe that wasn't about getting high. Taking the high road isn't about smoking pot.
Right.
The only thing
he said all episode.
I'm like, all right. Wait, what was it? Oh, I was just thinking about this. I wanted to say this when we were going over news and gossip. But no wonder Santana's getting so many storylines if she's hooking up with...
The writer.
The writer.
Get it, Santana?
Like, keep on doing that, girl, because when you stop... When you stop and you're not written in as much, I'm going to cry myself to sleep at night.
I'm going to cry because we love having you.
Yeah, we love it.
Love it.
So I hope they get married and have a million babies.
Me too.
And she cheats on him with me, but he never finds out.
Roxy, stop trying to say
I know.
No.
Oh, I like that one. Can we get that one again? What was that?
Okay, I want to see if sexy-ass Latino said anything.
Oh, yeah. We love him.
He said, my predictions, oh, dear, a Spanish off between Will and Ricky. Oh, they did show that. That'd be interesting, because, you know, Will Schuster is a Spanish teacher.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I would love to see that.
What else?
Did he say anything else?
I think we're pretty much we're done with predictions. I think we covered everything we could possibly in the show, song by song. Again, tweet at
us. Excellent episode.
Mia, what's your Twitter handle?
JustMia23.
JustMia23. Mine is Roxy Stryer. Tweet at us. Next week, call in. Apparently, we're having issues with the phone line, but we'll get that fixed for next week.
Oh, and Billy, we miss you.
Yeah, our third host, Billy Nellis. We love you. Where are you? Come back to us.
Tweet him. Tell him to come back.
And he is our song specialist. He knows
everything.
Although you were killing it tonight with the Michael Jackson
song. Only because it was Michael.
That's true. But Billy knows everything. So tweet at him. Get his ass back in here.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'll see you guys next week for this killer episode.
Deuces.
Bye, Cleeks.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.